O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to O Righteous Branch by Caroline Cobb Smith. The lilting rhythm provides a soothing background, a space for waiting as the singers raise longing hallelujahs and call for Jesus' coming.
Righteous branch from Jesse's root, please come and bring your kingdom. The lion dwelling with the lamb, bring peace and life and freedom. David, come to rule and reign in us forever. Come write your law upon our hearts and keep us like a shepherd. Hallelujah, Jesus, we wait for you. Your spirit give, turn stony hearts to flesh, redeem us from captivity, the power of sin and death. Hallelujah, Jesus, we wait.
Jeremiah 33, verses 14 through 16. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I'll fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness.
If you've ever walked through a neighborhood after an intense windstorm, you know what broken trees look like. A fallen forest is how the prophet Jeremiah pictures Israel's relationship with God. Though the land of milk and honey was in their possession, they couldn't hold on to it because they let go of God, turning away from Him. They were given to idolatry, the worshiping of objects that they made from trees, to which they said, "Give me life." They became indifferent to the poor and perverted justice. They broke covenant and broke God's heart. And like them, when we turn from reality to nothingness, we become like nothing. And this led to Israel's exile from the land. They were plunged into darkness. But into that darkness, chapter 33 speaks. God says, "Behold, in those days, I will reverse the curse. I will bring about what I promised, a new covenant. I will fulfill my promise to David to bless him and his people. A righteous branch," God says, "will spring up from David." And all the hopes of this passage funnel into Jesus, the descendant of David, unlike all the others, who saves us like no one else can. And the more we learn about him, the more we realize we need him as the only branch who can give us life. Jeremiah calls him the Lord, our righteousness. And Paul later says in Romans 3, "But now a righteousness from God apart from the law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets, like Jeremiah, testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." Friends, Jesus makes us righteous in God's sight. We are approved, accepted, and embraced fully. And so in Jesus, we are reconciled to God and to one another in His church. And on this first week of Advent, Christians emphasize that in the second coming of Jesus, God will make the whole world right, establishing His justice. Humans will flourish within the recreated order. And so our world is longing for the branch from David and for David, the branch for us. Place all of your hopes in Him, your righteousness, the one who will make right all that is still fractured. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly.
Make these words more than words, and give me the spirit of Jesus. Amen.